Welcome back. Great to have you listening this morning. Dr. Yardley, we are going to talk to one of your patients, Aura, coming up next. Tell me all about Aura.
Well, Aura actually came to see us as a result of hearing you and I on the radio.
Really? Hearing you. I'm sure she didn't call because of me.
Well, I don't know. You're the better looking one.
So. Yes, anyway, you're the younger.
Was April of this year, you see.
Okay.
And so she came in, and it was an absolute delight to meet her.
Okay. Well, let's find out what was going on with her. Aura, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Tell us about your situation. When you got to Dr. Yardley, what were you suffering from, Aura?
Well, I'd had a kink in my back, in my lower back, that I had for years. I'd had it for so long, I really didn't remember how long. And, I could get treatment, various types of treatment for, some relief, but I could just never get rid of it. And I had what I called cloudy thinking.
Now, tell me about cloudy thinking. What was that? Be specific.
Well, I just always felt like I had sort of a fog going on in my brain, like everything just wasn't clicking like it should, like I knew it did, years earlier.
So like your mental acuity, your sharpness just wasn't there.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't there. Yeah.
This is a common complaint when you've got a compromised brain-body connection.
Is it really?
Yeah, this brain
Dr.
fog just not syncing the way it's supposed to. We hear that a lot.
How about your, do I understand that you had some issues with energy and headaches? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I had, headaches were sort of a frequent companion. And I just had low energy, in fact, almost no energy, let's put it that way.
And it was getting worse, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I'd get home, from a day at work, and I just had no oomph left in me at all. It was just like, get dinner on the table and go to bed and hope and pray my husband did the dishes.
Oh, man. Wait a second. Are you related to me? I think you must be my wife's. No, I won't go there. So Aura, what impact did that have on your life? You told us that you'd just be done for the day, but I mean, did you find that you were not enjoying life as much? What was your life experience there?
Yeah, I'm a pretty positive person, so I always knew that things could be better. I just wasn't feeling better, so I, would try to put a good spin on things, but it was just, I just didn't have the energy to I couldn't get my body to respond to my brain.
Okay, so you heard the show on KTTH,
mm-hmm.
and you made the decision to go down and see Dr. Yardley. Tell me what that experience was like.
Well, it was very pleasant, and I'll have to say that, everyone was like really upbeat when I first got there. So right away, it was just, the atmosphere of the facility, and everyone there was just like, boy, I like this. And, and then when I talked to Dr. Yardley after he did the evaluation and we had the consult afterwards, he really assured me that he could help me, that I wouldn't just get alleviated symptoms, but that I'd really start feeling better. And I just really believed, what he said. And it's been true. I've just really gotten better. I'm not just getting symptom relief. That comes and goes. I am just really getting better.
And Aura is a very positive person. She's raised three children, and she was just really a neat lady to work with.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, Aura, we want to check with something here. Was this a highly invasive procedure? Did you have great pain? Did they work you over?
No. It was so gentle.
Really?
It's just hard to believe that whatever he did could do anything. You just don't feel anything. But it does work.
Yeah, and the area we work with is at the very top of the neck, the brain-body
right.
connection. But one of the things Aura had when she came to us, which wasn't why she came to us, but she had a torn meniscus in her left knee. And, that's like the other end of the body, right?
Yeah, that's really hurting.
And even that's doing some better. I mean, it's about 45% better with that. And we've not even touched the knee.
So, Aura, tell me about your current situation. How do you feel today after your time with Dr. Yardley?
Well, the brain fog, for the most part, is done. Every once in a while, it'll sneak in there. But then by the next morning, it's gone again. But my overall condition, I just feel better. I do have more energy, and you know, and my body is mending. I'm not getting like just temporary relief. My body is really healing because, you know, even though I've had some setbacks now and again, they're always, you know, as time progresses, they're longer in between. And then if I do have a day where I like really overdo it, if I'm doing a lot of yard work mm-hmm. or if I'm doing a lot of like heavy housekeeping or something like that, and I get some aches and pains from that, it's, you know, it doesn't torture me for the next week. By the next day, or at least by the second day for sure, all that's gone. So, and that's, you know, that is a huge improvement for me.
So you would recommend Dr. Yardley to other people?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I would.
Aura, thank you for making the time to chat with us today.
All right. Well, thank you.
So the question would be, are you a candidate for the good people at the Yardley Institute? Well, you know, you can find out if you can benefit from the care that they offer.